It doesn't take much to recognize what these are. But do we really appreciate the plight of farmed animals these days? Modern farming methods have become so intense and concerned with output that input tends to be neglected. This is especially so of fruit and vegetables, which today must meet rigorous standards set by the European Union and created originally by ever-demanding consumers and very powerful supermarkets. According to recent press reports in the UK, some British children do not know that vegetables grow in the ground. They only ever see them on display counters in shops and supermarkets. What do you think vegetables would say about the way they are farmed if they could talk?
No more pesticides, please.
One organisation that helps in raising the profile of organic fruit and vegetables is the Henry Doubleday Research Association, or as they prefer to be known, HDRA, the Organic Association. Recently, Jackie Gear, their chief executive, told me a little bit about them and what they do in the heart of Warwickshire, in the English Midlands.
We became a charity in 1958. We were one of the first, the very first environmental organisations, and now we're the largest organic organisation in Europe.
The organisation performs a great deal of work in the Third World, which mainly falls into two categories. The first is reforesting arid or dry lands. The second area of activity is to follow up plantation of crops that can then grow in the shade of trees already planted. As Jackie has told me, HDRA is responsible for having already planted millions of trees in Africa. Their work is so very important and does not extend only to farming dry African land. They are also very active in collaborating with third world farmers in general so that they can cultivate their crops in an organic way, that is, in harmony with the environment and without using chemicals or pesticides. From working on one continent far from home to collaborating with local producers and farmers in Great Britain, Jackie explained to me the folly of some modern farming methods and how HDRA works to preserve older, less well-known varieties of fruit and vegetables. That work really does try to involve local farmers so as to avoid something that is very common in the UK organic fruit and vegetable market, imports. An article in the Independent newspaper in 1999 puts the UK level of organic imports at a staggering 70%. This is perhaps due in part to the power of the supermarkets, who find their supplies from the most profitable source, and also because as little as 5% of Britain's cultivated land is given over to organic fruit and vegetables.
It really hurts that we're selling organic beans from Kenya when we should be selling fresh produce from local farmers in this country. What people don't realise, I think, is that conventional farmers throw away a huge proportion of food because it doesn't meet EU standards now, which is a terrible waste when people in the world are starving. To just dig this food in or, you know, whatever, just ditch it, seems to me to be really, really wrong. It's also meant that the diversity of the food on the shelves has decreased enormously. In the old days, when there were small family greengrocers, people would use varieties in fruit and veg stalls, shops, that were local to their area. And now all those wonderful varieties have actually largely disappeared. And if it weren't for the work that we do on preserving those old and unusual rare vegetable varieties, we would have lost them perhaps for all time.
One example of the ludicrous nature of the UK organic fruit and vegetable market was a breakfast launch of the Soil Association's campaign in 1999 to increase Britain's organic food production. Members of the press gathered themselves and were treated to an organic breakfast of croissant made from Belgian dough, milk from Sweden and Germany, butter from Denmark, jam and marmalade from Holland, fruit juice from Florida, and tea and coffee from India and Peru. Rather amusingly, the only British item on the menu that day, toasted tea cakes, was not delivered as the supplier forgot to turn up. Interestingly, A spokesman from one of the UK's leading supermarkets, who is responsible for organic products, commented upon the breakfast. He insisted all of the food could have been sourced entirely in the UK. "We could do it easily, complete with organic English eggs and bacon." The spokesman added that the fact is that imported organic produce is more easily accessed and supplies are often more secure. It is plain to see from this statement what concerns the supermarkets have. They are concerned with easy access and secure supplies, not really with local produce. This is a very interesting point, as here in the UK we can source organic produce. Yet as consumers needs our regular, reliable and reasonable sources of food, it is just not financially viable for powerful supermarket chains to source local British produce. They therefore make a mockery of the organic philosophy of being in harmony with the environment and do little to acknowledge the power they have. Let's just take one look at a typical example here in the UK. In Solihull, in the West Midlands, close to Birmingham, there are at least 7 huge supermarkets. These all have organic food sections. I looked at a handful of small private fruit and vegetable shops in Solihull and none of them sold organic food. They do not have the space in smaller shops. There is no demand from consumers and, most interestingly, the wholesale fruit and vegetable markets in central Birmingham do not even sell organic produce to small grocery stores. It is plain to see, then, that large supermarkets are in a position of dominance. If we are to believe that large supermarket chains have organic food sections as a response to consumers' fears following the various food scares in the UK, then it would be safe to assume that a lack of food scares between, say, now and 2005, the organic food sections will become smaller as the consumer becomes less aware of the need for organic food. My point is that organic food is very much a fashion in the UK at present, but at the same time, there is a core of devoted organic food consumers, producers, and researchers who all strive to raise the organic profile. What do shoppers themselves think? I went to sample just a handful of opinions in a local supermarket and found that value for money seems to reflect that old British obsession with price.
I don't make any effort to buy organic. I just usually go on price.
I'm not buying organic food because it's too expensive.
It doesn't look as if it's going to stay fresh for as long.
I generally walk past the organic food section, but if there's a special offer, I have been known to partake of it.
So perhaps we can say that consumers in the UK are more interested in value for money in general than the whole organic philosophy. Besides, there is still a good deal of confusion about whether or not organically grown fruit and vegetables are nutritionally superior. Whilst the debate rages on, HDRA back in the Warwickshire countryside continues to be Europe's leading organic horticultural research organisation. Margie Linnartsson is their head of research.
I actually originally came over after gymnasium school and to work on a farm for a year. And then I stayed on, got interested in doing a university degree in the UK rather than in Sweden. So I've done my university education here in the UK and then stayed on to work in organic farming. I've always had an interest in organic farming, even from school years, but that's what I wanted to do.
In relation to what we discovered from shoppers in the supermarket, Margie explains some differences and tells us about the position HDRA occupies in terms of European research.
I think in the UK we have a very strong consumer market for organic food. The consumer is very interested. We don't have all that strong production base. It's still difficult to convince the UK growers, I mean, ideally particularly vegetable producers, and it's still difficult to convince them to go organic. So the area of land farmed organically is still small in the UK, particularly compared to northern European countries like Sweden and Denmark. So I think on a producer level, and perhaps also on a political level, there's more interest in Northern Europe, and we look at them with envy. But perhaps on the market level and general consumer level, there's a strong interest in the UK. The HDRA is quite unique, certainly Europe-wide, in that we are a non-government organisation or an independent charity who is involved as a main researcher for organic farming. Now, if I understand it right, most of the organic research programme in Sweden is carried out by the Swedish Agricultural University. And so I don't think there's an equivalent to the HDRA in Sweden, in that we are, you know, we, as I said, we are an NGO, but involved in government-funded research. And I think that's fairly unique. In the UK, most of the organic agricultural research programme is funded through DEFRA, Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. And they have a dedicated pot for research work in organic farming. The pot is still very small, and we certainly look with great envy to many of the other European countries who spend a lot more of their research budget on organic farming projects. Being from Sweden, I'm obviously very keen to collaborate in research projects with Sweden, and I would be interested in collaborative projects from anything from commercial production, but I guess particularly on the gardening side, where I think, you know, we really have something quite unique to offer. So we want to work with people from all over the world, really.
HDRA really is Europe's leading organisation for organic horticultural research. They welcome inquiries for projects from around the world and are particularly interested in helping individual members of the public to start growing organic produce, even if it's only in a window box. They have an expert at their headquarters who specialises in growing kitchen vegetables and herbs in a square metre of land. So, you see, anything is possible with organic. You can contact the Henry Doubleday Research Association by visiting their website, whose address is www.hdra.org.uk.